Yes, under the walking steps of the ascetic, memory and placemaking in the Japanese pilgrimage of Katsuragi. It comes with no surprise that memory is nowadays one of the most widely debated topics in the social sciences and humanities. Increasing concerns for cultural heritage, ethnicity, migration, transnational tourism in the contemporary world have actually led to a sort of memory boom, both in the academic sphere and in the public debate. Such considerations are even more amplified when discussion of memory pertains to sites of contested histories and difficult heritage, where people suffered from violent trauma and persecution for political, religious, cultural, or ethnic reasons. Memory studies are thus connected to a larger phenomenon, an increase of public preoccupation with the past, seen as a valuable legacy to be preserved and commemorated, even when it deals with the shameful and painful chapters of the history of a group or of a nation. Because of this current trend in the public debate, academic studies tend to consider memory in a sort of reified form, namely, as something which people need to convey from the past to maintain or even selectively forget by means of material, written or visual objects, or to lived oral transmission. Scarce attention is instead given to memory, considered not as a transmittable object, but as a social strategy and creative activity, as an act of production of new culturally important meanings through a reinterpretation of the past. Such a creative activity that we would like to define as memory as well, would assume a particular significance when associated with places. Let me quote an interesting episode. When the Danish Nobel Prize physicist Niels Bohr was visiting Kronborg Castle in Denmark with Werner Heisenberg in 1924, he is reported to have said, "Isn't it strange how this castle changes as soon as one imagines that Hamlet lived here? As scientists, we believe that a castle consists only of stones and admire the way the architect put them together. The stone, the green roof with its patina, the wood carvings in the church constitute the whole castle. No one of these should be changed by the fact that Hamlet lived here, and yet it is changed completely. Suddenly, the walls and ramparts speak a different language. The courtyard becomes an entire world. A dark corner reminds us of the darkness of the human soul. We hear Hamlet, to be or not to be. Yet all we really know is that his name appears in a 13th century chronicle. No one can prove he really lived here, but everyone knows the questions Shakespeare had him ask, the human depths he was made to reveal. And so he too had to be found in a place on earth, here in Kronborg. And once we know that, Kronborg becomes a quite different castle for us." Close quotation. For Bohr, a place like Kronborg is not just a fortified building. For the people who visit the castle and who know about its chronicles, legends and narratives, it becomes a place of a reactualization of a quite different world, where literary characters, stones and history are suddenly brought to life. The significance of the place is augmented, enhanced by an act of imagination and memory, which retrospectively interprets the past and dramatizes it in the present. Kate Basso has defined this phenomenon as placemaking, considered as a process that involves multiple acts of remembering and imagining, which inform each other in complex ways. Basso is a cultural anthropologist who has been researching for several decades on the Tibet Western Apache on the White Mountain Reservation in Arizona. Since the late 70s, he has been working with them in order to map the territory of the reservation according to local Apache place names, rather than the non-native English or Spanish toponyms. During this project of mapping and recording the native cultural geography, he realized that Apache toponyms are also expressed local stories concerning significant facts that occurred in those places, like the first coming of their ancestors, the institution of some social practice, the breaking of some communal rule, the discovery of some useful natural resource. Place names like water lies with mud in an open container, or they piled on top of each other, recalled to the members of the community the places where their ancestors used to collect the medicinal plants, to hide themselves waiting for the arrival of deer for hunting them, or remember the ground where a man was killed and others injured in a fight after unfounded accusations of cheating during a horse match. Stories associated with those places were each time narrated in the vicinity of the spots as a form of native verbal art which had a didactical and moral connotations for the present community. Stories were indeed put in relation to present circumstances, also marking change in the landscape and in people's customs. According to Basso, the significance of the landscape is continuously built up through this storytelling activity, this place-making, where the past is brought to life to constitute people's sense of place, as well as the sense of belonging. The past is, for the Apache people from Chibec, a well-worn path of trail, Intin trail in the native language, which was traveled first by the founding ancestors and then by the next generations. In order to continue walking through this path, people must locate it through footprints or tracks, namely features of the land, place names, stories and songs that allow the past to be remembered and, most importantly, reactualized. I would like to keep in mind this idea of placemaking while approaching a quite different landscape, where this particular relationship between memory and space seems equally relevant to me. Today I shall discuss a mountain pilgrimage route in Katsuragi, central Japan, which has been the object of sustained narrative activity through time, besides having been one of the first sites of practice of the Shinto Buddhist tradition called Shugendo. Shugendo literally means the way to acquire ascetic powers, and is a Japanese form of mountain asceticism which combines together Buddhist esoteric, Taoist and shamanic elements with the worship of kami, the local deities. This tradition started around the 10th century in some major sacred mountain areas, Yoshino, Kumano, Hikosan and Katsuragi itself, and spread all over Japan. Until it was banned in the Meiji period in 1868 because of its combinatory character, rejected by the newly born pure state Shinto. Shugendo practices continued to be performed in secret for some time until the second post-war period, when pre-modern combinatory traditions were allowed to be practiced again. In this period, pre-modern practices were resurrected and revivalist groups arose in several areas, including Katsuragi. Katsuragi is a remarkable mountain area, stretching for more than 100 kilometers from Wakayama city on the west coast to Kamenose, where the river Yamato narrows between the ancient provinces of Yamato and Kawachi. It stretches along this part. This is the Nara prefecture in central Japan. It's on the west side of the coast. The main peak of this area is the Kongosan, or Mount Vajra, 1,125 meters, located some 30 kilometers south from modern Osaka. Ritual activities are documented in these mountains at least from the 8th century Christ era. From the 12th century, Katsuragi area was crossed by a pilgrimage route which connected together 28 spots. These spots are associated with the 28 chapters of the Lotus Sutra, which were said to be buried in Sutra Mounds, Kyotsuka in Japanese. One chapter for each site, and venerated as the word of the Buddha, the speech of the Buddha, inscribed in the land itself. Further narrations produced in the 13th century defined the main peak Kongosan as the place where primordial deities which gave origin to the world finally descended, giving to these mountains an even higher and powerful cosmic significance. As we shall see, such mythologies, or more correctly, mytho-histories, reflect a special conception of memory for the Shugendo practitioners. For them, in fact, the past lies embedded in specific features of the landscape, and it is reactualized through the pilgrimage practice. We will see how this way of thinking about the land as a memorable space may be somehow related to the practice of traveling the path of history addressed by Kate Basso, whereas the pilgrimage in Katsuragi should be not only considered as a movement throughout the space, but also throughout time, by means of these mythical and cosmological narratives. I will analyze two significant place-making periods which occurred in Katsuragi. The first one in the 12th and 13th century, when narratives concerning the pilgrimage practice and the cosmic power of the mountains were produced, along with the idea of a founding initiator of the Shugendo tradition, identified with the semi-legendary figure of Enno Gyoja and the ascetic. I will then analyze a second period of placemaking, occurring instead in the 20th and 21st century, that is, from the post-war until the present time, focusing more specifically on the contemporary revival of the pilgrimage. The comparison will be useful to assess how the relationship between space and memory has been differently assessed. We will see how systems of value and strategies of memory have now changed according to present concerns for environment and historical authenticity. Placemaking becomes a way to overcome doubt over the correct pilgrimage path introduced by the modernity and the persecution of the Shugendo in the Meiji period. With regard to the pre-modern period, I have based my analysis on historical sources and mythological texts, most notably the Shozan Engi, Yamato Katsuragi Hozanki, and the Kongosan Engi, all mythological texts. In the case of the contemporary revival, I have instead analyzed it through ethnographic fieldwork, which I could undertake for extended periods, first in 2008 and 2009, and more recently in 2014. Such comparison of historical and ethnographic materials will allow us to understand a major driving force behind the placemaking activity in Katsuragi, namely the struggle for legitimation of the pilgrimage route. While the formation of the pilgrimage and the mythological narratives in the 13th century will be connected to power relationships with large temples and to the search for financial support, kanjin in Japanese, it is the fundraising activity, the present-day revival will be seen through the lens of the competition between emergent groups and the establishment of a leadership inside a new community of practitioners. Both the cases will highlight different ways of combining space and memory, landscape and narrations, to understand how religious practitioners make sense of places, and places can make sense of practitioners themselves.
Yes.
So, first traces of ritual settlements in Katsuragi date back at least to the 8th century. Rokutanji, this is the site, first site, and Iwaya, the second site, these are called in Japanese Sekutsujin. They are stupas, and they were temple complexes excavated in the rock itself. So we have to consider that once here, we can't see the arrow, but this part was excavated from the mountain itself in order to obtain this stupa. And the material, the stone, was later used for other purposes, for producing coffins in particular. They were probably founded, these are on Nijosan mountain in Katsuragi area. They were probably founded by Korean immigrants from Shiragi, from Silla, who imported construction techniques of Chinese origin. Their construction could epitomize a process described by Sato Hiroe as a passage from conception of mountain as an inaccessible residence of kami, of local gods, to the mountain as a place of ritual practice. There were other documented activities in close by places, in mountain places, for example in Yoshino, another site of ascetic practice. There was a famous temple, Hisosanji, with a group called the Jinen Shishu, that is literally the school of the self-produced knowledge, and was also composed by ascetic practitioners. One of the first written sources documenting ascetic activity in Katsuragi is the Shoku Nihongi in 797, which recorded some events concerning the life of Enokimi Ozunu, entry 699. The figure of Eno Ozunu, also called Eno Basoku or Enno Gyoja, and the ascetic, will undergo different narrative transformations and embellishments starting from the Nihon Ryoiki, 823, beginning of the 9th century, until the Shōtan Engi, in the late 12th century. On the other hand, we know about a shrine dedicated to the god Hitokotonushi, the kami of the Katsuragi mountain, which was sponsored by the court at the time of the Engishiki in the 10th century, and which was given a number of offerings during a ritual called the Ainamesai, an imperial ritual of offerings, gifts to the kami, to the local god. We arrive eventually at the Shōtan Engi in the early Kamakura period, which portrays in details the ritual activity in the Katsuragi mountains. It is one of the first texts which tries to describe and coordinate cosmologies and ascetic activities emerging in the end of Heian period, that is in the 12th century, in a vast area from Kumano to Yoshino, and from Katsuragi to Ichidai no Mine, Kasagi. From Katsuragi to Kasagi, which was in the southeast of the capital, Kyoto. So this is a vast area, mountain area, of ascetic practice. And the first texts documenting, describing the rituals were produced in the 12th century. However, this text, the Shozaengi, collects narrations different from each other, probably emerged within distinct periods and ascetic groups. We could consider the Shozaengi text itself as a kind of multivocal space, which organizes together several narratives and points of view. What seems to bind together the different voices of this text is the figure of the ascetic, Enno Gyoza. In the Shozaengi, his narration is translated into a translocal ascetic discourse. Enno Gyoza seems here to play the role of a connector, which ties together various viewpoints, different narratives produced in different sites, different places. So Enno Gyoza started being regarded here in the Shozaengi as the founder of mountain asceticism, the Shugendo. He becomes a model of identification for the ascetics who were practicing in these mountains. At the same time, the foundation narratives, Engi in Japanese, encoded these practices into a mytho-historical discourse and contributed in turn to organize behaviors and universal values of the ascetics themselves. Two different ritual strategies are described in the Shozaengi, according to two different ways of making sense of places. The first strategy entails the projection, we could say the translation, of a visual image, that is the mandala, both in the worm and diamond form, the Taitokai mandala and Kongo Kai mandala, into a spatial landscape, the mountain area stretching from Yoshino to Kumano, a phenomenon defined by Grappard as mandalization. In this case, two different patterns intersect each other. A cosmological pattern concerning the map of the universe of Mahavairochana, Dainichi Nyorai, expressed through the two mandalas of womb and diamond, and the ritual pattern concerning the movements of a body in the space, that is the body of the practitioner who walks through the mandala inscribed in the territory. So a mandala was projected on the space of practice, and the practitioner walking throughout the mountain identified himself with different figures, different divinities, which were inscribed in the land itself. So he was walking throughout a cosmology, throughout a mandala in the mountains. The second strategy instead, which concerns more specifically the ritual area of Katsuragi, entails the projection or translation of a written text, the Lotus Sutra, into the special language of the Katsuragi Mountains. Here, the 28 chapters of the Lotus Sutra are identified with the Niju Hashuku, 28 spots along the Katsuragi mountain range, which may be parallel the 28 lunar mansions. We start from the first chapter, Jobon, of the Sutra, buried at Kadadera, in front of the Tomogashima Island in Wakayama Prefecture. Here, in this part. In order to arrive at the last one, Fugenbo Satsu Kampatsu Bon, the name of the last chapter of the Lotus Sutra, located beyond Mount Nijō at north, close to the Yamato River, which divides Yamato from Kawachi. More interestingly, the text makes an exact correspondence between the number of characters of each chapter of the Lotus Sutra and the number of steps which are necessary to reach the spot itself. The text is not only descriptive, but prescriptive. Its readers, the Shugendo practitioners, are supposed to follow the same itinerary. At the beginning of the Katsuragi section, the Shozaengi states, in fact, Temporinsam, Azana wa Katsuraki no Minenari. Shuku no Shidai. Yoja no Ayumi Ayumi Tamao. Oashi no Shitani. 69384 Jiari. Sanjite Yonen Ranshi Nashi. Goshu no Hoshi Gyojite. Jugan o Tate. Hotsugyo Shitamao Tokoro no Minenari. It means temple in temple or temple in mountain. Common name at Zanawa is Katsuragi Peak. Ritual procedure of the mansions, of the Shuku mansions. Under the steps walked by Enno Gyoja, there are 69,384 characters. Walking without distracting thoughts, following the five sutra practices, and raising the 10 vows. These are the mountains where he practiced asceticism with single-minded determination. So the text talks about literally the practice of the five kinds of five types of monks, Goshu Hoshi Gyo. These are five kinds of ritual activity associated with the Lotus Sutra that are learning, reading, recitation, explanation, and transcription. This is a very interesting passage. The mountain indeed becomes a readable text, but only in front of the expert gaze of the practitioner. Namely, it is a text only for a subject endowed with three dimensions, you could say, of competence, of skill. We have a knowledge dimension, action, the dimension pertaining to action, and an affective dimension. Because the text says, talks about knowledge of the practitioner, because he knows what to see. But also his actions, he can make the pilgrimage. And also the affective dimension. He can control emotions according to a precise ritual and bodily language, that is, without distracting thoughts. Or he practices asceticism with single-minded determination. These three dimensions, knowledge, action, and affection, are attained through the identification with a particular model of ascetic. It is a figure who became, thanks to this text, the ascetic par excellence, Enno Gyoza. He is indeed the actor who is making the pilgrimage, while the receiver of the text, the reader, will have to literally follow his steps and embody his movements. The figure of Enno Gyoza plays here the role of a mediator between the practitioner and the Katsuragi territory, in which the teachings of the Buddha are inscribed word by word, character by character. I give just some short textual references. We know that one of the compilers of the Shozan Engi was a Keisei, who, besides copying the most ancient manuscript still existent, probably added some parts of it concerning especially the ritual era of Kasagi. Keisei, a Tendai Jimon monk who was elder brother of the influent aristocratic Kujo Michie, after having spent a period in China, decided in 1225 to establish a temple in Nishiyama, around Kyoto, called Hokkesanji. He was in contact with some major reformers of Kamakura period, like Mioe, and was involved in Shugendo activities, especially because of his initial affiliation with the Onjo-ji. So the Tendai Jimon branch, this association of one of the compilers of the text could be also a hint to the significance of the Lotus Sutra in this ritual procedure. Keisei is also regarded as the author of literary texts, and foundation narratives as well, like the Hokkesan-Jiengi. Because of these specific interests, he was therefore an ideal candidate for drafting part of the Shōzan-Engi. But when he made such interpolations, he probably had in mind the activities of one of the monks who most contributed to shape the Shugendō movement in Yamato, Jōkei. We know about Jōkei's critical attitude against poor-length schools, against Honen, documented in a petition of 2005, the Kofukuchi Sōjō. Also, after his retirement at Kasagi, the month I mentioned before, then Aikaiju Senji, had been interpreted. His retirement has been interpreted by traditional scholarship as a refusal of the corruption characterizing the Kofukuji, one of the old temples of Nara to which he belonged. More recently, other scholars have instead tried to stress his devotion to Miroku Maitreya, Bodhisattva Maitreya, and his desire to reform Hosso Buddhism and the Vinaya monastic precepts, also approaching lay population by means of intense proselytism. Evidence provided by Chikamoto Kensuke Kawasaki Tsuyoshi suggests instead a close connection between Jōkei's activities and the expansion of the rule of Nara temples over Shugendō mountains in Yamato. There is a monk lineage in particular based in this old temple of Nara, Kofukuji, with strong links also with the Todaiji, which was directly involved in the formation of Shugendō in Katsuragi. This lineage includes Zoshun, the master of Jōkei, Kapuken, uncle of Jōkei and abbot of the Kofukuji, and Jōkei himself. Kapuken was probably the first who identified the main peak of Katsuragi with the Mount Kongō-san, the residence of the Bodhisattva Hoki, mentioned in the 80th volume of the Kegon Sutra, of the Avatamsaka Sutra. This identification between the Mount Vajra and the Katsuragi, the highest peak of Katsuragi, was stated by Kakuken in his Sangoku Dentoki and then mentioned in the Shōzan-Engi, which quoted an entire passage of this text. The Sangoku Dentoki also considered Enno Gyoja as a manifestation of this Bodhisattva Hoki, mentioned in the Avatamsaka Sutra. Furthermore, there are other documents describing offering rituals, in Japanese, Hyōbyaku, invocation performed by Jōkei himself at the temple Rinji, in the main temple of Katsuragi on the top of Mount Kongō. This ritual was performed for a reconstruction of a treasure hall and other buildings, sponsored by Kofukuji. In this invocation, it is declared that the sacred Mount Kongō will give protection both to the Hosso school of Kofukuji and to the imperial family. So there was probably a process of history writing and reinvention linked to legitimation of Kanjin fundraising campaign connecting Katsuragi to the political power of great temples as the Kofukuji. However, we have to wait until the Yamato Katsuragi Hōzanki in order to see the legitimation of Katsuragi mountains as grounded not on the local history but on the creation of the universe. This text was composed in the 13th century. As many other texts of this period, it challenges the Western and modern idea of author, for we do not know the name nor the number of the people who composed it. So rather than being obsessed with the quest for a real writer, we might look at the figure which has the responsibility for the text. In Hōzanki, Yamato Katsuragi Hōzanki, this role is played by Gyōki Bōsatsu, which in other narratives of the same period was emerged, that was emerging as a great fundraiser himself. So there were figures of mythical figures of fundraisers ascribed as the fictional authors of texts, and there were also real fundraisers who were probably involved in the writing of the texts themselves, in a kind of circular form, model. Let's see briefly. Let's look at the content of the Katsuragi Hozanki. This is the incipit. Thus we heard, at the beginning, heaven, earth had a will to become. The spirit of water transformed itself into heaven, earth, and the winds of the 10 directions crossed each other and, touching each other, sustained the great water. A deity, Kami, with 1,000 heads and 2,000 hands and feet was formed on the water. He was named God King of Permanent Existence and Compassion, Jōzuji Hishinō, and became Jikō. A golden lotus of the marvelous law with 1,000 petals came out from his navel. Its light was very bright, as though 1,000 moons were shining together. In this flower, there was a man-god, Ninjin, who was sitting cross-legged in the lotus position. This man-god also put forth an infinite light. He was named God King Brahma. From the heart of God King Brahma, 8 sons of Deva were born. These 8 sons of Deva gave birth to heaven, earth, and the people. They are called heavenly deities. They are also considered to be the ancestor deities of the heavenly emperor. The Hozanki transfers a place of asceticism into the dimension of myth by connecting it to a tale of creation. Such a tale combines a cosmogonic account described in the Nihon Shoki, the ancient Japanese chronicles, with a Hindu myth of Brahma departing from the navel of Vishnu. Which can be found in several sources, including the Dajidulum, Mahaprasna Paramita Shastra. The compilers of the Hozanki probably decided to make use of this Hindu myth found in the Buddhist canon in order to enhance the power of the mythological chronicles, grounding them in the universal truths of Buddhism, like the original enlightenment concept. Since Buddhism lacked a specific interest in cosmogony, and the only powerful accounts included in the canon were of Hindu origin, this created interesting combinations between Deva, Kami, and Buddhist concepts, like the deity Jōzuji Hishinō, the Kami King of Eternity and Compassion. I will skip this part, just saying that there is a particular orientation we find all along the text, which seemed to proceed from an initial creation of the universe to the inscription of these primeval powers in Katsuragi. Katsuragi inscribes thus the universe into the local and tried to legitimize a present ritual space by translating it into a discourse about the origins, about the source of the existence. And now, the contemporary revival. There is one last element the Kate Basso invites us to consider with regard to the sense of place, as experienced by his informants. He says, as normally experienced, sense of place quite simply is, as natural and straightforward as our fondness of certain colors and culinary tastes. Until, as sometimes happens, we are deprived of these attachments and find ourselves adrift, literally dislocated, in an unfamiliar surroundings we do not comprehend. It is then we come to see that attachments to places may be nothing less than profound. In other words, places are usually taken for granted. We do not pay attention to space until something happens. Any disturbance, large or small, that inscribes the passage of time, a fresh fallen tree, a new building, a change in the landscape, And then an awareness of the place emerges, as well as an awareness of our relationship to it. The experience of this location is somehow similar to what happened in the Meiji period in Japan, when Buddhist temples and kami shrines, which had been part of a common discourse in pre-modern time, were forcibly divided, and a new ideology called the State Shinto, Koka Shinto, was put as the dominant frame. Accordingly, in the first month of 1868, a new series of laws was promulgated, called the Shinbutsu-Bunrirei, the separation of the kami and the Buddhas. These edicts obliged Buddhist monks who were devoted to the worship of local kami deities to convert to the status of kannushi, Shinto priests, and compelled them to remove from the Shinto shrines any implement, icon, artifacts, or ritual object which belonged to the foreign Buddhist religion. As aptly pointed out by Mark Tewen and Fabio Rambelli, the new policy amounted to the creation ex novo of two contrasting religious formations, which since came to be known as Shinto and Bukkyo, the new term for Buddhism. This separation was often undertaken in a violent and destructive way. In Katsuragi, after 4 years from the promulgation of the edicts in 1871, the temple, Temporinji, with its Oshukubo on the top of Mount Vajra, was violently attacked by the supporters of the new regime. Buildings were destroyed, and the main icon, Hoki Bosatsu, Dharmodgata Bodhisattva, was beheaded. This is the head, the remains of the statue, preserved in the Bodaiji temple, together with several other Buddhist statues located in the sacred precincts. For example, here we can still see a statue of Jizo Kshitigarbha Bosatsu beheaded during these violent attacks. This amounted to the forced laicization of the abbot of Temporinji, Katsuragi Masumi, and his conversion to the position of head priest of the Shinto shrine Katsuragi Jinja. These dramatic events completely reconfigured the religious meanings and history of the Katsuragi era, physically reshaping their appearance and symbolic values, to the extent that also the pilgrimage to the 28th Lotus Sutra Mount was banned. In this perspective, I would suggest the strong sense of this location and a new awareness of the significance of place in Katsuragi occurred with the modernity. From then on, the ritual landscape of Katsuragi would not ever be the same. It is because of this abrupt change that modern practitioners have since been engaged in resurrecting a lost memory and identity of the pre-modern pilgrimage and the religious connection with those places. A connection that in fact was never completely severed. The family in charge of the Katsuragi Jinja, indeed, secretly continued to practice the combinatory rituals, but the pilgrimage was no longer undertaken until in the second half of the 20th century, a group of Buddhist temples connected with Shugendo, Nunaki-san and Shogo in particular, started to retrace the ancient pilgrimage spots and paths. Meanwhile, the ban against Shugendo had been lifted during the Second War, and the Katsuragi family, at the head of the Katsuragi shrine, tried to reconnect to the Buddhist institutional side. Katsuragi Mitsubu, then the chief priest of the Shinto shrine, followed the former Shugendo initiation at the Shingon Temple Daigoji Samboin. He reconstructed Temporinji Temple and became the first Shinto priest to be at the same time the head of a Buddhist temple at Shinto shrine in modern times. His two sons became respectively the abbot of Temporinji and the chief priest of Katsuragi Jinja, and the Buddhist ramification of his family continued through his son Takehiko and his nephew Koryu, current abbot of the Temporinji, who is this the man portrayed in the picture. Katsuragi Koryu, in 2005, following the reconstruction of a main icon of Hoki Bosatsu in the Temporinji, founded a new lay group, pilgrimage group, a group of lay pilgrims in order to revive the tradition of the Katsuragi 28 spots, 28 sutra mounds. And members of this group advocate a special kinship link with the place. This is due to the fact that their leader is a descendant of an ancient family, the ancient Katsuragi family, which gives the name, allegedly, to the mountains, namely the clan who allegedly ruled this area during the early centuries Christ era, and which had been leading both the temporary and the pilgrimage practice since the 14th century. I just wanted to say that there is an identification during the ritual between the figure of Enno Gyoza and the sacred speech of the Buddha, the words of the Buddha, the Sutra, the Lotus Sutra, on one side, and the other side, the actual sutra mounts and the practitioners, and the present practitioners. It's like they're following the path, the traces of the mythical founder, and still in the interviews also, not just in the textual sources, Enno Gyoza and the sacred speech of the Buddha left their concrete traces in those mountains for these people, and is still emulated as an ideal model. But there are also new values which are were introduced during the modernity. More specifically, the idea of a nature, of a salvific nature, which was not present in pre-modern time. And a kind of concern for the historical authenticity of the pilgrimage. The concern for the historical truth. This gave rise to some disputes among different emerging groups, because nobody is able to trace the right path, the exact path of pre-modern times, and different groups have different views on which one is the right pilgrimage and which are the 28 spots. Also because in ancient times, already in the Heian period, several sutras were buried in all the areas. So when a new sutra mound is discovered, can potentially become a new spot. So there is like there are for the fourth, for the third, and for several of these spots, there are several versions, and every group strives to sustain its own choices. And this is something dealing also with the leadership. In the group I worked in, I researched on, I witnessed some also discussions, lively discussions, and not really fights, but it was somehow contested, this historical truth between the leader, Katsuragi Koryu, and other practitioners. And some practitioners even left the movement because they wanted to do all the spots, all the different versions. They wanted to pray at all the different versions of the spots. So so there is a doubt on historical authenticity, and they are not sure about this historical authenticity of the spots. But anyway, they try to follow the leader, or they disagree with him, and they basically leave the movement, the group. So, in order to understand how members of the Kasako Hope that Casa Code, this group, cope with the problem of historical authenticity, I would like to briefly introduce the experience of one of the practitioners who joined the group about 8 years ago, which is emblematic of many others that I had the opportunity to interview. Sato was not a Shugendo practitioner before joining this group, but he was interested in this topic and was attracted by the environment of the mountain, to which he felt connected because he was born in that area. Reaching the age of 40, he wished to do some sport activity. He had read in a book that it was healthy and easy for people of his age to do yamanobori, mountain climbing. Sometimes, something he could even do by himself. While climbing one day to the Mount Vajra, he saw a sign advertising the Tsukasako practices, the group, and asked to the abbot about to get permission to take part to their activities. Sato works in local coffee bean roasting factory and alternates ascetic activity in the weekends with his work as a company employee during the week. When asked about the reasons that motivate him to participate in these ascetic practices, he said, quote, "Through the contact with nature, I can refresh myself. Shizento sessuru koto niyotte jibun ga refresh dekiru." Close quote. He affirms that through the ascetic practice, he can change his feelings, state of mind, kimochi is the word, the Japanese word, feelings, state of mind, affective disposition, kimochi o kirikaeru. He further explains that as there are many hardships to be faced at work that can negatively affect his emotional disposition, it is through this practice in the mountains that he renovates his state of mind, his emotional well-being. He further says, "Man is small in nature." And then, referring to the ascetic practice, he affirms that, quote, "It is by praying that the place becomes important, significant. It does not matter that the place is exactly the authentic one. What matters is the disposition to pray, ogamu kimochi. It is the actual recitation of prayers that makes the place meaningful." Close quote. I conclude. Reflecting on the last part of this passage, we can thus observe that the historical doubt concerning the location of the actual spots where the Lotus Sutra chapters are said to be buried is overcome by the practitioners through an activity of placemaking consisting of reciting prayers and making places significant for the religious present religious community. In Sato's narration, Katsuragi pilgrimage connects not only with the past mythological and historical narratives, of which he is also well aware, as he told me in other conversations, and of which, in fact, he is passionate in researching about, but also with his contemporary lifestyle and concerns about getting contact with the natural environment. He claims, in fact, of feeling emotionally refreshed and renovated by the contact with the nature and places of worship, and he claims this to have a direct effect on his well-being at work and his daily life. We could thus say, by following Sato's interpretation, that it is precisely through the evocation of the word of the Buddha in pilgrimage site and the reenactment of mytho-historical narratives that this ancient ascetic practice becomes relevant for the daily life of contemporary members. Places with their attached memories of mythical past are thus resignified and become efficacious for spiritual development of the present religious practitioners. Thank you.